You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. To start off with, Happy New Year to all our listeners out there. Wish you a great 2025 and all the best for the year.
Happy New Year. You know, Ken, I was a little worried when you say, I thought you got to say 2024. I was a little worried. We are in 2025. This is the first show for the year.
I was just telling Tom, our videographer, that it takes me about 2 to 3 months to remember the checks when I date them. I have the bad habit of dating them 2024 and take till I get in that cycle for about the 3 months until I get rolling again. So yeah. It's kind of that way. Yeah, so we hope 2024 was a good year for everyone. And that 2025 will be even better and good health and prosperous to all everyone out there. So we want to do this show. We want to recap the real estate market for 2024 and look ahead to what 2025 will bring us. So in 2024, it was interesting. We had two Federal Reserve rate cuts. They were the first one was back in September 19th. And that was the first rate cut by the Fed since March of 2020, which back then, as everybody can recall, that was when we were dealing with the pandemic. And back in March 2020, the Fed cut the lending rates to between 0 to 0.25%. Obviously, understandably, due to the need to stimulate the economy due to the COVID pandemic. So, but in 2024, that was the first one was September 19th. And then followed by, in September 19th, there was a half point rate cut. And then followed by the second rate cut just on this past December 18th, which was a quarter point. So that's, but other than that, up until September, the rate stayed, there were no cuts. So we're going to tie in the rate cuts and see how that affected the market for 2024.
Yeah, I mean, look at last year. I mean, last year sounds funny, Ken. It's only a few days ago.
Yeah,
last
that's true.
Year, 2024, right? And the rate went up a couple of years ago, very high. I still remembered June 2022, I think. And one day the rate went up so much. And that single day in June, we had a few deals in attorney review. I mean, half of them, two or three of them even canceled because the buyer no longer qualified. And the other ones qualified, but the buyer was shocked how much more they have to pay. So they were reconsidering. So that was a couple of years ago. Since the rate stay on a high, high six, high even seven. So that's where we at. But 2024, the rate was the first 6 months, the market was pretty stable. And once again, lack of inventory, which is we're going to touch in a little bit. So from January 2024 to about March or April, the market is very short of inventory, extremely short of inventory. So even though the rate is high, because, the real estate business is supply and demand, right? If there's less inventory, and even the last buyer, but still competitive. So we had a very tight, very good winter and spring for the seller, but the number of sold wasn't that high. And then come to June, the market, I don't know why, Ken, it's like suddenly after June 18th or something, my phone stopped ringing. I was a little worried.
Yeah, it stopped ringing.
And even old agent, if you quote agent in July, August, everybody on vacation. It's not because everybody lazy want to be on vacation. It's truly there's suddenly the business stopped. The loan officer at the shore and the agent somewhere on a vacation because this really very quiet summer. It's extremely quiet summer.
Which is unusual because you would think that in any given market that the most activity would occur in March and April for people that are planning the move with school based children.
But because they were busy, Ken. I'm talking about in June.
But in
so
June,
but,
right.
but normally but, typically in June still busy. Because if you buy a house mid-June or the end of June, you can close the end of July, early August. You know, even in July, if you buy a house, you definitely can move in the school year, right? But last year, 2024, is extremely slow July and August. And then the end of last week of August, right, I thought, oh, my God, man, just look at the number. I was a little worried because it's just doesn't look good. You know me, I always have a business plan. Sure. I have my target, and it wasn't there. But suddenly, at the end of August, there was talk about Fed going to reduce the rate a few times, and the rate suddenly went down. And in September, as you mentioned, the hard point sent a very strong signal to the market. Immediately, the rate went down. Rate went down from 7 to, I saw some pre-approval. The buyer even get high fives, right? Mid and high fives. I was shocked. Mid five, really? And but during that time, the market was really excited. A lot of home wonder under contract very quickly. But that window very soon disappeared because the Fed did not cut rate further. So they didn't cut in October. So the rate straight went up to 7 again. So after that, the market was quiet a little bit and then started moving again. And then in November was the election. So bear in mind, people were thinking, you know, try to decide. But after November election, it seems everything went back to, you know, to normal. People start to looking for the house again. And the last year, 2024, I had business November and December in my entire career, right? Yeah. Normally November, December.
Who would think in November, that's especially with the single family homes,
yeah, you know,
who would think that November closing, December would be an active market, right?
Yeah, but even December, right? I closed even on the 31st closing, and two actually didn't make it on the 31st.
I mean December, yeah.
December 31st, the two didn't make it, was straight on January 2nd. So that's really unheard of. And, you know, for you, I mean, I only been in business 15 years, other agent may do, but for me, that was really a nice surprise, right? And that's really up and down, like a, almost like a, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen next. That's made it exciting, I guess.
Right.
And look at
the
last.
But the thing I was going to say is, let's not give the listeners the misimpression that by no means the market in 2024 was very good in terms of this being a seller's market, being very competitive with all the stuff going on, despite the interest rates being what they were, maybe in the sixes or even the low sevens. You were still, I mean, just talking with you and with agents on our team that represent a lot of buyers, there was bidding wars going on,
still,
not only in Central Jersey and Hunterdon County. I mean, for the homes. So the bottom line is that the desirable homes were still selling above market price, and in some cases well above market price. It all depended on the location and the desirability of the individual home, but not every home, but certain homes. So with all this stuff, which is amazing, that just shows, I think that just drives the whole point home about the total lack of inventory, because people are so desperate that they're still, despite the interest rates not being the threes and the fours, which they were, COVID, which you can understandably can cause that, despite the month. Because remember we said buying, it's all about the monthly payment.
That's right.
So the fact that the interest rates are going from a 3.5 to a 5.5 or to a 6.5, it's a big difference it's a big difference in the monthly payment. Yet despite all that, in Central Jersey and, you know, in New Jersey in general, there was just bidding wars, which is amazing to me.
I mean, Ken, I agree with you. There's a bidding wars, but the bidding war is not as strong as used to be. You remember a few years ago, I mean, when we have a core fund on best, you really take our admin a long time to gather 20, 30, 40 offers, sort them out, summary table for our sellers. But now it's like a few, you know, I mean, like a 5, 6, 8, 10, it's
still
very common. Yeah, but as you said, at the end, the result is still pretty good for the seller. It's still very strong seller market. However, if the seller feel my neighbor sold X, my house is better because I painted it, so I want X plus 30,000, that's going to be a problem. Because once again, we emphasize a lot to our client and to the listeners, for the seller is the timing, right? For the buyer, always location, location, location. Mm-hmm. But for the seller is timing. And for example, like September, when the rate cut, right, the payment, right, if you calculate on the high, low 7, suddenly become mid 5, there's a huge difference in the payment, monthly payment.
Mm-hmm.
So during that window, a lot of home didn't sell in July, August, September, right? Earlier, you know, July, August, we had a slow month, as we mentioned earlier, suddenly sold. right, is because the market suddenly picked up. The reduction in interest rate translate into increased buyer buying power. So right. That's when, you know, but now I think towards, you know, the beginning of 2025, and I think the market is going to be very stable for 2025. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about interest rate, they're going up or down. But regardless, in my opinion, the market inventory still stay tight. And therefore, so keep the market stable.
Right. I think that's the overriding factor is the fact that the inventory is still low. And then we've already been tested with 2024. We've tested the consumers and the buyers. They're acclimated to a 6.5-7% interest rate. Yeah. And now the interest rates are a little bit lower than that. So by means of the fact that we've experienced that high interest rate and still had a successful real estate market, that's all indicative that the market in 2025 will remain very,
very strong,
very strong and competitive. Mm-hmm.
Because lack of inventory once again. Every time the market is strong for whatever the reason, and because it's still lack of inventory. You know, now let's talk about the data, which is Ken's favorite thing. Yeah. But today
I have
information.
The
I'm going to talk about it. Let me wear my glasses so
I thought you wrote big enough so you could see it clearly.
I can see better. Yeah, that's right. And based on the whole year sold, right, in Central Jersey area. By the way, the MLS Central Jersey merged, now we call it Old Jersey MLS. This data is based on the number I pulled on January 1st, okay? After the year closed January 1st, but the agents or the agencies still can make adjustment. So they allowed, I think, up to maybe 10 to 14 days. So this number is not 100% because after a year, you know, if some people close 31st or 30th, they didn't update the system. So this is just a rough
idea. So you actually worked on New Year's Day to pull that
data, that's right.
So,
I actually can. Uh-huh. I mean, I definitely work New Year's Day.
Got
the two house under attorney review on the New Year Day, which is congruent to both sellers and buyers.
Yeah.
So you can see, you know, people, I mean, do.
I think you wanted them to get under attorney review New Year's Day as a good luck symbol, right?
To both seller and buyer to start the year right.
Symbol, yeah.
That's right.
So why don't we, before we get into all the heavy data, Jane, because I know you love data so much, why don't we let the listeners fill up their cup of coffee? We're going to take a short break. And we'll be right back after these messages.
After coffee, you guys be more alert.
Hopefully.
Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. Seize the opportunity to lease a spacious building with private parking located in bustling downtown Jamesburg, Zone Commercial Business District, or CBD. This permitted use includes retail, office, medical, restaurant, hotels, and personal service establishments, and much more. To find out more, call Ken at 908-337-9448. That's Ken at 908-337-9448.
You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
Okay, welcome back to our show. So we hope everyone has a cup of coffee so they can stay alert for the second half of our show. We're going to talk about some of the numbers for 2024 in comparison. I guess you go all the way back to 2019,
because
right?
Because that's a good comparison,
that's right,
Ken, because before COVID is 2019. Right. Luckily, we had a whole year number because COVID started from February 2020.
Right. And also, do you have, in retrospect, you also have the comparison of the home price values? Because I know the numbers are going to be down in terms
of
sales volume.
What?
But the value for the houses, at least we can say in Central Jersey, the market itself, maybe there are less, maybe it's what, going to be 20, 30% less homes were sold than at the peak in 2019. Mm-hmm. But regardless, the price, the one thing that's interesting about the market, which we'll get into, is that despite that, the pricing has either has gone up since 2019, as we covered on prior shows, mm-hmm. and it's maybe at very least it's stabilized. Maybe it's not gone up anymore, but it hasn't gone, it hasn't dipped really.
I don't think the market, I didn't have that number on hand, but I know from based on my experience
right.
because every day I'm looking at the number, look at the market. And let's go into the, for today's purpose, I put a two set of numbers, which I think is very important. One is the number of homes sold during that period, right? The second is number of new listings during that period. So we can learn a lot about the market by these two set of numbers, which is, give us the picture of that. And as far as the pricing, based on 2019 to today, early 2025, I think the market went up, roughly about anywhere 30 to 35, even 40%. So that's just off my head, right? At least, once again, this is just for generally. If you bought on 2019, if you bought high, because you love the house, you pay the premium dollars, mm-hmm. obviously you may only up 20 to 30%, right? But if you bought a really good deal and now you may made 50, 60%. So that's really individual cases. But those numbers, 30 to, I think it's around 35 to, give and take 30 to 40% increase, less in general for majority of the people for the comparison purpose. So the first set of number is the number of homes sold. 2019, we sold 11,717 homes. So give it a take, almost 12,000. So 2020 is dropped down to 11,026. It's dropped down, 700-odd homes. 2021, the number of sold went way up. So 2021, actually, even for us, right, Ken, 2021, 2022, was really the highest mm-hmm. For real estate record selling. 2021, there's more than 12,000, almost 200, 12,200 homes sold in 2021. And 2022 went down to 10,418. 2023 went further down, 8,711. 2024, last year, 8,535. So by look at those numbers, right, you can see 2023 and 2024 is very similar.
Right.
It's a give and take, 200 houses. So,
and what's hard to interrupt, but what's very interesting about it is in 2023, as I recall, the interest rates were definitely lower than they were in 2024, yet the same number of homes ended up being sold, correct?
Yeah. I mean, roughly. I don't know. 2023 is the same.
No,
2022 they reduced.
But 2024, the interest rates went up. Didn't they go up to the, they went
no,
up to the
2023
seven.
Went up too.
So were they in the I sevens think, in 2020?
Yeah, I think so. I think that roughly, yeah.
I thought it was just, unless my memory, I thought it was less than.
Yeah, 2024 definitely had a higher interest rate.
Definitely had a higher interest rate than 2023.
Yeah,
maybe
because
half a point, which is, yeah.
Because the rate has been up and down. They
right.
yo-yo. They not really stay in one point.
Right.
Like you go to a restaurant, right? When you order the seafood, there's a market price.
A market price, and that's
so,
what it, yeah.
yeah. But the thing is, you can see the homes sold, right? 2023, 2024 went way down, almost 10%, 20%
more than,
down.
Yeah.
If you compare with 2019, it's way down.
It's about almost 25%
yeah,
to 30%.
About, yeah, 30% down. But compared with 2022, it's almost, if you compare with 2021, it's definitely,
and again, we should let the
down.
Listeners know this is based on the, now it's called the All Jersey MLS data, and the All Jersey MLS basically covers the Central Jersey participating
yeah.
towns, right?
Yes,
so it's a good,
right.
it's a good sizable amount of New Jersey,
yes.
which is a densely populated area.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking, 4,000 differential between the peak of 2019, 2020 of around 12,000 plus.
2021
to,
is the highest.
Well, yeah, roughly. And then until 2024, only about 8,500.
Yeah.
So it's a
yeah.
lot. So it's a lot of difference in the homes,
yeah.
4,000 less homes sold in last year in 2024 as compared to the peak a few years prior.
Yeah, even compared with the prior COVID 2019, you know, that year sold 11,717, you know. But
the pricing now, that
the price is 30% higher, to 40% higher. So the pricing is that's why I don't want to use the pricing to discuss, because you use pricing, it's almost the same. You will look at the 2024 sold, right? Compared with 2019, it's not much difference, but there's a huge difference. Because number of the transaction went down, but the unit price went up.
And partly that's due to the fact that the number of transactions went down, because that means less supply, so more demand. Because if the pricing, if everything, it's almost like we're being economists. Think about it this way. If you sold 12,000 homes in 2019 and 2020, and let's say likewise, theoretically, 12,000 homes were sold in 2024. Mm-hmm. Well, I would think something would have to give. The pricing, I don't think, would be 30% higher, because if there would be an excess of supply, and then that would drive the pricing down. So the market has a way of, interestingly enough, it's complex, but has a way of correcting itself, supply and demand.
That's right. And let's look at another set of numbers. It's the new listings, because the first one we just discussed is how many homes sold. Second is the how many homes sold, that's including everything. That's including the townhouse, condo, and 55 plus, single family, and land, farm, whatever. That's a total number of sold. And a new listing, 2019, is 16,569. It's very high. And at that time, we were talking about yesterday, Ken, back in before the COVID, I carry almost 20, 30 listings every given day. Why? Because that time take much longer. You know, if you sold a home less than 6 months, you really did a great job. Most of them take a long time to sell. So you can see the new listing, 16,569. I bet big chunk of it is relisting. It's the expired and relisting. Mm-hmm. So that's why the number is that high, because you compare with how much sold, only 11,717, right? So you know there's a good chunk of 5,000.
That didn't sell.
Yeah.
Right.
And 2020, new listing went down 14,689. And 2021, it's pretty stable, 14,533. So this pretty much in line with 2020, 2021. And in 2022, the new listing went down to 12,691. So went down a bit. And then 2023 went further down to 10,765. So 2023, the listing is, in my opinion, is the least, new listing available, 2023. Mm-hmm. And 2024, the new listing went up to 11,523. But look at it, right? That we sold total 8,535, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the new listing is 11,523 versus 2023. We have sold 8,711. So the two numbers, 2023, 2024, almost the same. You know, the 2024 sold less. 8,535 versus 8,711 in 2023. However, the new listing, 2024, is 11,523 versus 10,765. So that led me to believe the market is start to slow down a bit.
Right.
Okay.
Because another way to look at it is between 2023 and 2024, you sold roughly 200 less homes last year as compared to 2023, yet the number of inventory increased by roughly 800 homes, but you sold, so it's almost like a net of 1,000,
a differential
of 1,000, which means the market is slowed down in 2024 as compared to 2023.
Yeah, so that means some homes would get relisted. That's only, way to explain, why So even for ourselves, right? I mean, very rare we have a home didn't sell, but in the end of 2024, we did have a few carry over to this year. So the one listing we have to relisted. So that's really showing even the market is strong, even the market is really there, but the buyers become more choosy. you know. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, when the market is really high, lack of inventory, like last year, February, March, anything goes. But the end of last year or from June, July, the buyers more choosy. They would be, you know, because they feel either they're tired, they just, you know, they want to wait, or they just feel the market may go down, or they wait for the rate to go. But either
and if
way,
the Fed, and luckily the Fed cut the rate twice in 2024. If the Fed hadn't cut the rate on September 19th and also on December 18th, it would have been interesting to see how these numbers would have probably looked a little bit worse for 2024. But by the Fed doing that 75 point in total reduction in the basis
in period.
Well, from in September to December.
Yeah, so 3 months.
To 3 month period, that's still pretty a lot, especially September. Mm-hmm. That's usually the Fed would cut it. Cutting it half a point was a big deal.
Jump.
Usually it would be like expected. A lot of the market, a lot of the analysts expected a quarter point. So that made a big impact probably in helping save the stimulate some of the buying interest for the latter part of 2024.
Absolutely. Now we went through the last year, 2024.
Yeah.
So what going to happen 2025? That's the question I often got asked by the sellers, the buyers, and even for our real estate
agents. So where's your crystal ball to? Don't you know?
I think this year, 2025, if for the sellers, right, if you want to sell, please put your house on the market as soon as possible. And don't wait for the spring, because I did hear some sellers said, oh, my yard is beautiful. You should see in April and May. By the way, other homes will look equally beautiful. So my advice to the seller is please put your house on the market as soon as you're ready. Obviously, you want to make sure, don't rush yourself. Get it ready and put on the market as soon as you can. And the winter market, in my opinion, always doing better for the seller because lack of inventory. And the interest rate historically stay low. And, you know, supply and demand. Once again, for the buyer, you will say, what's the rush? But if you see a home you really like, you desire, just buy it. Because buying a home is not like buying a car. You know, why I say that? Because a car, the same manufacturer, same model, right? And you may not have same color, but the car is the same model. If you buy these months, you buy 3 months, you may pay more, but the same car. But for the home, it's different. You know, the feeling of the home is different. So if you find your dream home, just buy it. Even though the interest is high, you always can refinance when rate is low. Normally, after you close 6 months or the time, if the rate suddenly go down, like September last year, suddenly went down 5.5. So lock it in. Talk to your loan officer. Talk for your options to take advantage of that. But if you see a home, I mean, buy it. Because I think 2025, at least what I can see the near future, the market is going to be stable. And obviously, you ask me what if the market is going to ever go down, possible, but not in the near future.
All right. Very good. We are out of time. So we want to wish everyone a happy and healthy 2025 once again. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Mueller every Sunday at 10 a.m. on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey and Fox Sports Jersey Shore. For feedback and suggestions, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane.com, or give them a call at 732-322-2908. That's 732-322-2908.